MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 13, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. In today's news, two North Shore cities are receiving federal funding for water-related projects. We have several local school updates, and later on North Shore Today Extra, a discussion on vocational schools.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, a multi-year playoff win streak ends for one North Shore basketball team last night. Rick?
All right, thanks, Bill. Sunny mid-50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:28 p.m. A property on Route 1 in Peabody that at one time was targeted for a 55-plus housing development will now be a contractor's facility. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News that neighbors pushed back last fall on the housing development plan, so the new plan is for two buildings to include office and shop space for contractors. The land is at 0 Newbury Street behind the Ultimate Bridal and Prom Store. The city of Newburyport will receive $800,000 federal dollars to do a water line study. Jim Sullivan reports in the Daily News today that the money will pay for a study related to a proposed project that allows the city to send and receive water from the Indian Hill Reservoir should it become necessary. Gloucester has received $3 million in federal grant money to boost a secondary sewage treatment water pollution control facility at 50 Essex Avenue. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that this money may be only a drop in the funding bucket, as the entire project is estimated to cost $206 million. Mayor Greg Verga told the Times that the grant funding is great news, as it's helping us pick away at funding the project. In other news from Gloucester, the Times reporting that the Gloucester Teachers Association and the Gloucester School Committee have started negotiations on a new contract with the goal of reaching a new deal by September 1. New school principals have been named in two North Shore communities. In Essex, Kimberly Provost has been selected as the next principal at the Essex Elementary School. And in Linfield, Lauren King has been named the new principal at the Huckleberry Hill Elementary School. And the town of Nahant released a public statement this week regarding dead birds recently found on Short Beach. Quote, "The town has received reports of deceased birds on Short Beach. A similar situation occurred in June of 2022. Our neighboring communities are currently experiencing similar findings. We have communicated with Mass Wildlife and Environmental Police, and the advice received is do not touch the birds," unquote. The town is expecting to be able to release additional information in the days ahead. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Jazz in Utah last night, 123-107. The Celts will host Phoenix tomorrow night. The Bruins were off last night. They're back in action tomorrow night when they play in Montreal. Last night in MIAA D3 girls basketball, the state semifinals, it was number 1 Foxborough dominating number 5 St. Mary's 65-34. Foxborough is also the defending D2 state champion. This is St. Mary's coach Jeff Newhall after the game.
You know, they're a very good team, obviously. The reason why they're the heavy favorite, they've been number 1 in the state all year. Eastern Mass, all divisions. We saw reasons why tonight. Just They played very well at both ends of the floor. I thought we did a pretty good job defensively. You know, once we started getting worn down and tired in the second half, they got some runouts. But I thought we had some great possessions defensively in the first half. We didn't finish some of them. But, you know, we were concerned about scoring coming in, and ultimately was it.
St. Mary's had a 20-game postseason win streak snapped with that loss yesterday at UMass Boston. Sunday is state championship day for high school hockey here in Massachusetts. The North Shore sending three teams to the Garden on Sunday. In Division I boys, it's St. John's Prep. In Division III boys, it's Marblehead. And in Division I girls, it's St. Mary's of Lynn. This is North Shore Today, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. North Shore Today Extra is next.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is North Shore Today Extra. Today we have another extended clip, albeit a shorter clip, from a discussion held last week with the Beverly School Committee and the Beverly City Council, a joint meeting with their representatives at the State House. That would be State Rep Jerry Paracella and State Senator Joan Lovely. And in this short clip, we have just a general discussion on vocational schools. So Essex Tech comes up and Whittier Tech also comes up. Here's that discussion, thanks to BevCam.
Ms. Bisnick, would you like a second?
I would love a second question. All right, I'm going to go with another curveball, but I'm going to go back to my first pitch. It worked so well. Voc schools, somebody's going to have to help me with the name of the Voc school that is served that serves Haverhill.
Whittier Tech.
All right, so their vote, whether to fund that or not, failed, and you heard extensively from the mayor and from me, and you agreed. There's all this conversation about the need for more seats in Voc Techs, and yet they're you know, in essence, override vote. Their vote to whether to fund to repair that school failed across the different communities. So where does that leave us? Because we have such a need for seats in Voc schools. And now that school's in incredible disrepair. Rather than throw a Band-Aid on it, might it be possible to have something like the Fair Share Amendment money, some of it be directed towards filling a need such as that? Or is that school like we're just hosed? Do you have any ideas about that? I mean, because we can't allow that school to just continue to go into disrepair and to honestly think that we can just throw a little bit of money at it and put a Band-Aid on the most terrible repairs that need to be done and it for it to be a reasonable educational facility.
I hear from a lot of folks about, you know, just about their kids not being able to get into the tech, and it's very frustrating. So, you know, and they're asking us to try to help, but there is some, I know there's been some discussion with the school about, you know, expanding the footprint of the tech to get more kids in there. I think the Whittier situation was kind of unique because I think the way that's structured, like 70-80% of the kids come from Haverhill, but all the school districts pay an equal share. So you might have Ipswich might only be sending 10 kids and they're paying an equal share. So I think that's why the vote failed. I think they're going to have to take a look at the way that's structured. But you build it and they will come. And it's a very Essex Tech is a very popular school. And I would love to see us expand that capacity. I don't know, does Beverly send any kids to the After Dark program? Has that helped?
Yep. Except for the capacity for After Dark. That's why we branched out with Salem. So we had 40, 45 students attending in an After Dark model at Essex Tech, and then the enrollments were diminished down to only 7 the next year. So, and or their program. So After Dark is built off of open spaces. And so as they're filled, there's no open spaces for them to offer, so there were less seating. So we worked with Salem. That partnership is, I think, you know, a really good opportunity for us. We're the first two public schools to come together and work together in that regard. And I know Josh and Steve are working. I know about their project that they're working on. I think one of the things that we're coming to is the vocational schools sort of have their own that they're in their, on their own island as far as the decisions that can be made and things that can do. So we as public schools are kind of looking more at what can we do together, what partnerships can be made, what regionalization can happen, you know, and the conversations that Josh, the superintendent in Peabody and the superintendent in Salem are having, you know, I've been part of some of those conversations as well. And that is probably the direction that we would need to go if we're going to expand, kind of looking in our own way. And so I think the after doc opportunity is one for us, but I think there are, I think some of the call is for that four-year program, right? And that getting into a four-year seat is much more challenging. But we are continuing to expand our after doc offerings, as well as looking at our own offerings within our school. What can we do in terms of pathways? The pathways don't have that same certification level that a CTE program has. So,
So a follow-up to that would be when, Mr. Paracella, when you say you'd love to see the footprint expanded, maybe there's something that can be done relative to making it, lowering the bar, making it easier for them to expand, for instance, to a satellite office. And we have a fabulous Cummings Center over here that I'm sure has an empty office space or two where we could be housing, you know, another class. But I don't. Well, we had the superintendent of the Aggie. I'm old. I
Essex
call it
Tech.
Aggie.
It's the Aggie.
NSAT. They call
it's
it
the
NSAT.
Aggie.
Oh,
thank you.
But it
I
is
have an associate's degree from the Aggie.
Okay, there we go.
Very proud
we had
of that.
That superintendent to our school committee meeting a while ago, and there really didn't seem to be an appetite, and it seemed to me from her answers that there were some barriers to being able to expand. And so, you know, there's always a cost associated with new building, but being able to expand and think about satellite and using space that already exists and being able to certify that space, or maybe there are some opportunities there as well, in terms of maybe Jerry, like, think of a new bill that you could file, just like that road one is a good one. Okay, I think so.
So the Aggie, the Tech, is adding 350 seats. They're working on that right now because they have administrative space, you know, in the old part. Mm-hmm. And the gym, and so they're building that out to add 350 more seats to the school. I think there'll be upwards of 1,600 or more kids. I want to say 1,800. I think I'm just going on memory. So they're trying to squeeze in in every little nook and cranny over there because of the demand. When the Tech was being thought of, right? I was on the Salem City Council when they came in. Senator Berry came in to ask us, as a member community, to commit to, you know, the dollars then, which we thought we went, oh, are you kidding me? Oh, my God, how are we going to do that? And we did. So with Whittier, I mean, the $400 million price tag, they're going to have to go back to the drawing board, I would say, because those sending communities, the voters said, yeah, no. Which is really unfortunate because that you're right that school is just going to continue to fall into disrepair and not service the students that are there, but that was a big nut, and you know, no MSBA dollars, you know, I mean, they're just, it's unfortunate.
Thank you, and city councilors, if you'll indulge us, Mayor Cahill.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. I just want to follow up. I guess I might ask and encourage you as our state legislators to take a close look at just what the vocational technical schools are looking to expand to do. What have they built? What are they looking to build? There is our own VocTech is struggling to provide electrical, such that our after dark kids can't get into electrical. It's not offered to them. Yeah. Now, if there's anything that should be growth right now, it's careers in electrical, right? And so I don't know, you know, I don't know exactly, but to the extent that vocational schools are looking to add programmatic space for programs that are typically appealing to kids who are going to be college bound, maybe that isn't where the investment should be coming from. Or should say going, and I think that's, you know, that's a fair conversation for state government to have with this collection of vocational schools.
Thank you, Mayor. Absolutely.
Again, this is an extended clip on the vocational school discussion held last week with a joint committee meeting with the Beverly City Council, the Beverly School Committee, and their state representatives from representing Beverly from the State House. That would be State Rep Jerry Paracella and State Senator Joan Lovely. This is North Shore Today Extra on MSONewsSports.com.